In your mind, if it is what we are now told it is, if all the facts as we know them bear out, what needs to happen?
I believe they have to take severe action against that employee, and I would believe that the TSA has to implement new training programs, have regimens, have much more inspections going on, having people from the administration monitoring what's happening, let these employees know that they really are being watched. I mean, this can't be allowed to happen. We're talking about life and death here. We're not talking about somebody having a cup of coffee when no one's looking. We're talking about you could have a plane full of people getting killed because a person makes such an obvious mistake. Listen, there's always going to be mistakes made, and you could have a forged ID, and somehow the screener may miss it. But if you have, it's an obvious one, of a wrong name, wrong date, wrong boarding pass, and that's not picked up, that's a terrible sign, and it encourages the enemy. It's not reassuring to the American people. And part of the way our system works, is expected to work, is that's a deterrent to the enemy. They have to believe that it's impossible to break through it. They see something like this, it encourages the enemy to try.
Let me ask you a broader picture as we head into this July 4th weekend, and that is in the cache of materials that came out of Osama bin Laden's home in Pakistan. There was evidence that late as February of 2010, bin Laden wanted strikes in the U.S., particularly around symbolic holidays. Are you overly concerned or more concerned than you usually would be about this weekend, or are you feeling reasonably steady that this looks like a weekend that we're well prepared for?
I would almost say all of the above. I do feel reasonably secure because we have increased security as far as alerting local governments, alerting the private sector. There's no doubt that we do know that Al-Qaeda was talking more about attacking the U.S. on symbolic dates. Also, in the lead up to 9/11, the 10th anniversary of September 11th, we know that they are considering or are trying to plan attacks. Now, having said that, I'm not aware of any particular attack that's being planned right now, but we do know they are looking for symbolism. They do want to do something dramatic before September 11th. And obviously the 4th of July would be a prime time for that. So everyone has been alerted to be on extra guard, to be much more careful. And so because of that, I feel reasonably secure. But Candy, you know, this is a dangerous world, and Al-Qaeda is a dangerous enemy, and we can never let our guard down. They're waiting for the weekend or the weekday or any time when we don't let our guard down. Well, we're having a barbecue on the 4th of July. They're plotting some way to kill us. And if it's not the 4th of July, it's another date. These people never stop. They're evil, and they want to kill us.